Hello, friend. Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Nurse Podcast. I am so excited to be celebrating with you guys this milestone, my 100th episode with you today. Can you believe it? We have journeyed together through 100 episodes of growth, of learning, and empowerment. And today we're going to dive into some key topics that I feel like just really relate to this milestone and where I'm at right now. And I feel like it can really relate to you. And hopefully you can resonate with this when it comes to wanting to get better in life, whether that is improving your relationships, improving your habits, improving your health. Whatever that is, I really hope these messages today, I hope you can take with you in this journey that you are on. Always feel free to take whatever works for you and just leave behind what doesn't. But I'm so excited. I'm so excited that you are here. For those of you who have been listening from the very beginning, you know that it's kind of the podcast has pivoted and has evolved into what it is today, which is mainly on really creating healthier habits, how to find work-life harmony for nurses, and how to really make time for that, which is, for me, really setting intentions, living intentionally, and really just taking care of and prioritizing your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health. So it's been such a fun time. And I'm just so excited to be here celebrating it with you. And again, some of the topics today, we're going to just briefly, I kind of just want to do like little pep talks over this on self-doubt, on celebrating your wins, and really just getting 1% better every day. So let's kick off real quick with tackling self-doubt. I feel like as nurses, we are no strangers to these moments or multiple moments of uncertainty and questioning ourselves, especially if you are a new grad or a nursing student, or if you're a nurse that you've kind of have a few years under your belt, maybe you're jumping into something new, maybe a new career, a new job position, or maybe jumping into entrepreneurship, whatever that is, right? I feel like nurses, we are so cool. We do so many things. But I think at the core, right, like we're all human beings and we have those thoughts of unworthiness, those thoughts of not being good enough that creep up and can really sabotage our confidence. So whether it's facing a new challenge at work or embarking on a new personal goal in your life, your health, your wellness, business, grad school, whatever that is, self-doubt can really creep up on you and again can really kill that confidence if you're not careful with it, if you're not aware of it. So here's the thing, my friend, my balanced nurses out there, you are capable, you are skilled, and you are resilient. And something that I want you to remember, especially when it comes to wanting to overcome this self-doubt, it really starts with recognizing those thoughts. And I want you to remember that those thoughts are just thoughts. They're not necessarily true. They're not facts. And it's really important that we challenge them, question those thoughts, like question them, like, is this really true? And again, challenge them with evidence of your past successes or accomplishments. Remind yourself of the things that you've gone through in your life that you thought was really tough, but you made it through, you got stronger from that, and you're now more resilient. And I think it really, really helps when you surround yourself with a supportive and loving community that really believes in you just as much as we do here at the Balanced Nurse Podcast. And again, it's just really being, it starts off with being aware of those thoughts, questioning them. Are they true? Are they really, really true? Because what I've been through in my life, I thought those times were really hard and I didn't think I would get through that. I didn't think I was good enough for that. And I made it through and I'm so much stronger. Something I want you to think about, especially if you've already graduated nursing school and you've been working a little bit, I want you to think back. Whenever you come across something challenging at work or in your personal life, maybe you're embarking again on a new skill, a new goal, I want you to think back to when you were in nursing school. It was so hard. I remember how hard it was and feeling. I remember crying in my bed. I think it was like the first semester of nursing school and just being like, I don't think I can do this. This is so hard. I don't think I'm smart enough. Who am I to be a nurse? Like, I don't think I can learn all this. I don't think I can actually be a nurse. And I kept pushing through. And thankfully, like, my family, they were very supportive. My mom, she's a nurse, and she really helped me through that. And my friends, the people that I was going through nursing school with, like, we kind of had to just kind of, like, support each other and hype each other up. But I want you to think back to that time when we really thought that we could not get through nursing school, that it was super hard. And we did it. And we made it through. And so I want you to kind of think back to that when you come across something challenging and remind yourself, like, back then, that version of me thought she couldn't do nursing school, thought she couldn't be good enough to graduate. So again, just be aware of those thoughts, question them, and then rewrite them. Again, just saying, like, you know what? I've been through a lot. I've been through this, and I am so much stronger and resilient, and I know that I am capable of doing this big thing that seems overwhelming right now, and I know that I'm worthy enough to do this, or to find love in my life, or whatever it is, right? Whatever it is that you're focusing on. Okay, so the next thing is celebrating wins. I feel like as nurses, we are so, or at least for me, and maybe you can relate to this or not, but I feel like I'm so accustomed to, like, focusing on the next task, the next goal, the next shift, the next patient, that sometimes we forget to pause and really acknowledge our achievements along the way. But every win, no matter how small or how big this win is, deserves to be celebrated. I think even the small wins, I feel like the small wins, celebrating those wins, are really what continues to, like, fuel this momentum that we need to just keep going and progressing towards our goals. Did you maybe navigate a challenging patient situation without losing your shit? That is hard sometimes. It is hard to really hold yourself back and not, you know, give in to them or begin challenging them, you know, because you've seen that before as well, right? Like, some conversations don't go well between a nurse and, like, a patient or patient family member. Or it could have gone a lot better, right? Sometimes we let our emotions take over and we kind of take it personally or whatever. Or maybe we're just fed up or we're burnt out, we're exhausted, whatever the reason is. But if you're like, man, I can't believe I really navigated that situation really well. Like, I'm so proud of myself. And I really was just listening to the patient and tried my best to provide solutions. Whatever it is, celebrate it. Did you maybe you're at a place in your life where you're just like, man, I feel really good about my work-life balance. Like, it's a good feeling for me and I feel super aligned right now and I feel super at peace. And that's amazing. When before I didn't have that. So that's something to celebrate as well. Or maybe you just simply made it through a busy, hectic, emotional day with grace and compassion. Absolutely celebrated. I feel like by taking that time to really recognize and celebrate our wins, we really enforce our sense of accomplishment. And I think it really boosts our confidence for the challenges ahead, the obstacles we may or are inevitably will come across. And for example, this episode, 100th episode for me is such a huge achievement. And I really wanted to celebrate it with a few of my friends and go out for brunch. We're going to brunch. When this episode is released, we're going to go Saturday, the following Saturday. So just know I will be celebrating with my girlfriends. I'm super excited. And it's just fun. Like, I stayed consistent for a whole year. Every day, or every week, I shall say, every week showing up, posting an episode, and really battling with self-doubt on a daily basis, guys. Seriously, on a daily basis. And along the way, really practicing the celebration of these small wins, because I think that I just had this like big goal and outcome and like keep pushing and getting bigger and bigger, that along the way, sometimes I forget to celebrate these small wins that back then, before I even started, would have been so huge for me. But then after achieving these small little wins, I was just like, okay, it's no biggie. Let's not until I hit this huge goal. And I have to remind myself, like, hey, these small wins are huge as well, because they are compounding, they are adding up, and I'm achieving these small little milestones. So in your journey, maybe that's your health and wellness journey, maybe that's school, whatever that is, remind yourself of these small milestones that are going to add up in the long run. So speaking of adding up and compounding, the last thing I want to talk with you guys about is getting 1% better every day. It is so easy to feel overwhelmed by the idea of really making these huge changes in our lives or maybe achieving these huge goals. But the secret here, my friend, that I am learning is that progress does not have to be huge or monumental in order for it to be meaningful. Like, you don't have to lose 100 pounds for it to be meaningful. You don't have to right off the bat save 20 grand in your savings for it to be meaningful. It's the small things that really add up. You changing your habits of eating more veggies or eating balanced meals, choosing fruits and veggies instead of that donut in the break room, or choosing your high protein snacks instead of the donut in the break room. That is getting 1% better every day. Or maybe it's even like changing your habits on spending. Instead of like doing all this like impulse spending, you really work at it every week to put some money aside little by little, or eating in instead of eating out three times that week, right? So it's these small little improvements that over time is going to make such a huge impact on your journey, on your goals. And I really do feel like when we take this approach to 1% better every day, we really set ourselves up for sustainable growth and long-term success. Because I don't know about you, but I have plenty of times I've done these things where it's like kind of hardcore, like cold turkey, quitting things cold turkey, or going like all in or nothing with my diet or exercise. And it's just not sustainable. It's not sustainable to our busy lives and our hectic schedules and just life in general, right? Because things happen. That is life. Things happen that maybe we didn't expect to happen. But again, I think this approach really helps us for a more sustainable approach. And maybe it's, again, dedicating an extra 5 minutes to self-care every morning, or maybe learning a new skill that will really enhance or be beneficial in your nursing practice. Whatever it may be, remember that every small step forward is going to add up over time. So let's embrace the journey and focus on the journey instead of solely on the outcome. And again, embracing the journey of continuous improvement and knowing that every day gets us closer to really becoming the best version of ourselves. All right, friend, I feel like these topics were pivotal in my journey to this 100th episode. And I just want to take a moment to really express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this journey. Like, I really have this overwhelming sense of gratitude, and I just feel super blessed to be doing what I'm doing, to be helping you guys, to be receiving these messages on Instagram. Like, it really warms up my heart, and I just want to thank you so, so much. Thank you for sharing, and I really appreciate each and every one of you. Here is to the next 100 episodes of growth, of learning, and balance, my friend. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.